In this bulletin, mask use urged as the Northern Beaches outbreak in New South Wales expands to 28. Victorians warned they could face mandatory quarantine if they travel to Sydney. And Sport Integrity Australia disappointed Russia's doping ban has been halved to 2 years. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has urged all Sydney-siders to be on high alert and use masks in crowded spaces as the Northern Beaches COVID-19 outbreak expands to 28 people. Genomic sequencing reveals the latest outbreak came from overseas, although how it emerged at the Avalon RSL is still being determined. Approximately 250,000 people living in the Northern Beaches area have been told to stay at home for 3 days as testing is done. Ms Berejiklian says the next few days will be critical in determining whether restrictions need to be reintroduced.
Nobody should be getting on public transport without wearing a mask. Nobody in Greater Sydney should be going to a supermarket, a place of worship, or other high-risk areas without wearing a mask. It will just be crazy if people are undertaking those activities without wearing a mask, because the harder all of us work together, the better Christmas we will have, and that's certainly our objective. But even people in Greater Sydney should think about what they're doing.
Queensland's Chief Medical Officer Jeanette Young says contact tracing is underway after a case linked to the Northern Beach has travelled to the state on a flight on December the 16th. The woman, aged in her 50s, travelled from Sydney to Brisbane on Virgin Airline Flight 925. She has since returned to Sydney. Dr Young says close contact should monitor for symptoms and get tested. Dr Young also says anyone already back in Queensland who was in the Northern Beaches from the 11th of December onwards must enter quarantine in their residence and arrange to have a test. Meanwhile, Victorians are being advised not to travel to Sydney. Health Minister Martin Foley says the Northern Beaches outbreak is rapidly evolving and people could be forced to undertake mandatory quarantine if they've spent time in Sydney.
We are very strongly advising all Victorians not to travel to Sydney, as conditions are expected to deteriorate and you may not be able to re-enter Victoria without undertaking quarantining for 14 days. Don't come from Sydney if you are planning to come to Melbourne. Don't go to Sydney if you are planning to go to Sydney.
Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says anyone who has arrived in Victoria from Greater Sydney should get tested. And WA's Premier Mark McGowan says a hard border closure with New South Wales might need to be put back in place if case numbers continue to climb. Anyone arriving in WA from New South Wales now has to quarantine for 14 days and be tested on day 11. Premier McGowan says Western Australians should avoid travelling to New South Wales. Australia's Chief Health Officer has declared the Northern Beaches a hotspot, which enables the area to receive more support from the federal government. Health Minister Greg Hunt says this includes personal protective equipment from the national stockpile being sent to the area. He says the Commonwealth's GP respiratory clinics at DY, Roseville and Macquarie Park will also provide COVID tests for those without any apparent symptoms.
What we have specifically done is expanded their role to include asymptomatic testing. So that's encouraging people, even if they don't have symptoms, even if they haven't been at a potential venue, to bring themselves forward in a safe way with masks, keeping distancing, and we think that that is an important step forward.
Police in New South Wales have fined 13 international airline crew for allegedly failing to self-isolate. A crew member from a flight from South America allegedly left his accommodation at Mascot on the 5th of December, which prompted police involvement. They investigated and allege several crew members left the hotel and attended businesses at Mascot. 13 crew members have been fined $1,000 each. And in other news, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced a cabinet reshuffle that has seen Dan Tehan appointed the Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment, and Greg Hunt taking on the additional responsibility of aged care. The outgoing aged care minister, Richard Colbeck, will retain the aged care services portfolio. Mr Morrison says Dan Tehan is well placed to take on the responsibility for trade. Australia has expressed disappointment on behalf of its athletes at Russia's doping ban being halved to 2 years. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has halved the 4-year ban proposed last year by the World Anti-Doping Agency in a case that accused Russia of tampering with a testing laboratory database in Moscow. Sport Integrity Australia Chief Executive David Sharp says the reduced ban will leave Australian athletes questioning the world's anti-doping system. Let's look at tomorrow's weather now. Sunny in Perth and 35. Sunny also for Adelaide, a top of 25 degrees. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 20. In Hobart, a possible late shower, 17. 24 for Canberra, cloudy there. In Wollongong, much the same, 21. Also cloudy in Sydney, 24. 22 in Newcastle, a couple of showers there. Possible shower for Brisbane as well, 31. Mostly sunny and 34 in Cairns and rain for Darwin with a possible storm, 31 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with latest from the SBS newsroom. And check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth, for more analysis of what's happening in the news.